Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of August 12th, 2023. And it is a busy one. We have a respite care weekend going. We have travel campers taking off and going on a cruise. We have a triathlon, a pineapple sale, and a pineapple gala all this week. So it's a busy time, so we'll get right to it. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This week has been the final week of Camp Courageous' summer season. The theme was Endless Summer. A wonderful week, great campers, and a big thank you to the Clarendon Hills, Illinois Presbyterian Youth Group. They've been coming to camp since 1976, providing us much-needed volunteer services, and they made it an extra special week. This is a Respite Care weekend. The theme is Galaxy Not So Far Away. We have lots of campers coming out. It's a full weekend with an opportunity for parents to leave off their loved ones on Friday night, come back on Sunday, and pick them up. Next week, we'll be getting into a fall orientation, then off into our fall season, which is dedicated to the older campers, like longtime camper Clarence Emanuel from Fairfax, Iowa. I saw Clarence this past week at the ARC of East Central Iowa's 70th anniversary. A great time to reminisce. And another camper, Tate and Dottie Cummins' son, Charlie Cummins, who is now 63 years old. This is the perfect time of the year for our older campers to come to camp and enjoy it. At the same time, we're always looking for fall staff. So if you know of anyone that would be interested in working as a counselor year-round position at Camp Courageous, then go to Camp Courageous' website at campcourageous.org and apply. Our travel campers are going to be looking forward to a great riverboat cruise on the Twilight coming up this weekend. Always a fun time for campers to get out and do something a little bit different. This Sunday, tomorrow, we have the National VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, Auxiliary President, visiting Camp Courageous along with a delegation from Iowa. A big welcome to Carla Martinez for visiting Camp Courageous. Today, Saturday, August 12th, at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. at the Hotel Kirkwood at 7725 Kirkwood Boulevard in Cedar Rapids, we have a free event sponsored by the Watts Group. Our dear friend Gary Watts is sponsoring this. We have Abigail Adams, the first woman with Down syndrome to complete a sanctioned sprint triathlon. She works to inspire others to overcome their personal obstacles. It's going to be one of our motivational speakers, along with Hunter Kemper, four-time Olympian, world champion, USA Triathlon Hall of Famer. I listened to Hunter last year, an incredible individual. If you're into triathlons at all or just involved in helping others, Hunter's a great one to listen to. After each presentation at 9 a.m. and at 11 a.m., there'll be an opportunity to meet and greet. And also, if you're part of the Sprint Triathlon, to pick up your race day packets. Once again, a big thank you to Gary Watts and the Watts Group for sponsoring this event. Abigail, the advocate, has been out here at camp the past week enjoying the other campers and activities here. A wonderful individual, and it's a great opportunity to meet and greet her along with Hunter Kemper, the Olympian. Then, of course, Sunday is our big sprint triathlon. It begins at 8 a.m. over at Durgan Pavilion. It's a 400-yard swim, a 15.5-mile bike, and a 5K run. Registration closes at 7:30 on Sunday, and folks are welcome to come out and see that. And, of course, right now is our pineapple sales at all the area Hy-Vee stores. It'll be going through August 13th. Come on out and buy a pineapple and help support Camp Courageous. Then this coming Friday is our pineapple gala, our biggest single-day event for the camp. Silent auction items this year. You do not need to be present to win. You can go online, go into Camp Courageous Fundraising, pick Pineapple Gala and go ahead and register and bid away. Registration is free. One of the big items on the silent auction is our dear friends at U.S. Bank donated a Model A replica. A Shea, it was made in 1980. There's only 5,000 of them made. Then if you're at the Pineapple Gala, you can buy your Pineapple Gala tickets also online. There will be a live auction. Some of the live auction items include front row seats at an Iowa versus Ohio State women's basketball. Front row, you're on the floor with the players. An incredible opportunity. Also, there's a number of tickets for a number of other ball game. Also at the Hotel Kirkwood, they're having a culinary team builder for up to 10 guests, wine pairing and four-course meal at the Oxshock Inn, quarter beef and Vikings tickets up in Minnesota at the U.S. Bank Stadium, and on and on. Great opportunities for a lot of great things. Once again, the Pineapple Gala is this coming Friday, August 18th at Doubletree in downtown Cedar Rapids. Gary Dauphin and Andy Peterson will be the MCs. We're looking forward to a wonderful evening. Also, if you're interested in helping bake fruitcakes, we're looking for volunteers August 13th through the 16th here at Camp Courageous. You can get a hold of Tim Rain, and Tim heads up the fruitcake drive. We lost several dear friends this past week. Susan Esto from Washington passed away. Her memorials go to Camp Courageous. Donna Lewis of Cedar Rapids passed away, and her memorials go to Camp Courageous. The camp's long-time therapy dog, Diamond, passed away. Our sympathy goes out to Shannon and Carol. Diamond was an incredible inspiration for many, many campers here at Camp Courageous. Our dear friend Carrie J. Hahn passed away. It was a wonderful service for Carrie. Great to see so many media people and folks that we've known for years. And also our dear friend Bob Goodyear, a real pillar of the community of Monticello, Iowa, a dear friend of Camp Courageous since the camp started. He's been supporting the camp. Our sympathy goes out to his wonderful family, his wife of 62 years, Janice, Denise, Darcy, Dan, and the whole family and friends. A huge loss for our community. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come. Stay healthy. I'm making a plan to come visit the camp. It's a great weekend to do it with so much going on. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.